ADD is not a disorder. ADD is an explanation. One of the most interesting aspects of the ADD mind has to do with how information is processed. There are two primary ways in which brains process information, the digital way and the analog way. Digital refers to individual discrete bundles of information. For example, if you have a digital clock, it reads one and only one time. On an analog clock, the old-fashioned kind with the hour and minute hands, there's more clarity and more room for generalization. When the digital clock says 9:27, you might look at the analog clock and realize that it's midway between 9:27 and 9:28. There's more flexibility with the analog clock. Most people who are ADD tend to be primarily analog processors of information. However, the culture in which we live favors people who are digital processors. The analog thinking process tends to be fluid, spatial, constantly changing, with kaleidoscopic images and shifting forms. If your mind works this way, you're likely to notice backgrounds, moods, and new patterns rather than details. Emotions, visions, and novelty provide the resources from which you draw to paint the experiences of your life. Being ADD in this culture can be tough because so much of what is expected and valued doesn't fit you. If you allow yourself to become immersed in all the things you don't do well because you're wired in an ADD fashion, you will, in fact, see yourself as disordered. But I'd like to suggest an alternative. Take the natural creativity that so often accompanies ADD and use it to your advantage.